5.3. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children."
Very good evening to all listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. The program is Issues of Life. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Oredu. We thank God for another Saturday, and weekends, as I say, is always a good time to be on air and to do God's work and share the things that He has for us to share. Indeed, the times are getting interesting. This week, one listener sent me a message that, "Brother Eben, the things you've been saying for years and years, I'm beginning to see some unfolding." And I'm happy for one thing, that now listeners send news, and it's like now people can identify things and link it to Bible prophecy. So sometimes listeners send me some of the news themselves when they see it in the news, that, "Brother Ben, have you seen this one?" I say, "Oh, okay, good." Most of the time, maybe I've read already or seen it already, but the fact that people can now identify events happening and relate it to Bible prophecy is good. It means people are understanding the things that we are sharing here. And that's the whole essence of it. I mean, it's not just for fun, just come and sit here and just talk and go home. It's to make an impact. And by the grace of God, that's the whole essence of we coming here every Saturday. And we hope and pray that, because as the time gets tighter and closer, clearly we should know that the countdown to this program is imminent. I mean, this one is not... But it's starting to be mischievous whistling when I say certain things. But that's the reality, you know. You don't need to be a prophet. And this is not that we don't have faith.
No.
Yeah, we have power. But, you know,
what God have said will come to pass.
The system will be tightening to the point where, Christian stations and... Christian station may exist, but the content that is presented...
You must lower
have to be lowered.
Yes, the standard will be lowered.
On it, so, it's just a matter of time. That's why we keep emphasizing the need and the importance to understand the things we talk about now. And by the grace of God, I've created a Telegram group.
Oh, what has here?
And actually, it's better than WhatsApp.
Oh,
WhatsApp, a group can allow only 250. Telegram, 200,000.
So
it's good because you can just search. I made it a public group.
Thank you. You can set
the only thing is I don't want people to be commenting, so it's just admin only. I'll just be putting the audios of issues and important things.
That is a channel. What's the name of the channel?
So just type Spirit Issues of Life. Search Telegram.
Telegram
Issues of Life or Spirit 88.3 FM. You find it, and then you can join there. So from tonight's recordings, I'll be uploading it there.
Asha, you won't take lead.
I've taken the lead.
I created it and I put it there because I wanted.
It's better to manage. It's better
to start now.
It's better to than WhatsApp.
Oh, when I saw it, I was very much.
It's better.
I was very much happy.
Because it stores. Even if you need in WhatsApp, when you join a group today, you see only the things that's.
But this one, everything which has been posted.
Whatever has been posted there, you can have access to it. Then you see files section, music section. So we'll play that.
That one is. The sack has also
Russian, so that one is a bit safer.
Until the sack has from there, then, we'll go to another one.
By then, we'll go to the bush. Nowadays, on internet is limited. For those, some understand what is happening, but some still don't understand. Today, I'll read one news. So it talks about the Big Brother issue of security, CCTVs. If you drive around Kumasi, you walk around, you move around Kumasi, do you see the big holes at major junctions that are coming up?
It's not just holes for whose sake. It's for something.
CCTVs are going to be mounted. And you see, there's one near my area, my place, when I go on walks or jogs in the morning. And I ask myself that this junction, this is not the main road, though. That place, there's no relevance for CCTV there. So someone told me something about the alternative usage of these things, and that makes me understand that yes, indeed, there's an alternative usage for it. So clearly, things are unfolding. All right, so welcome, Issues of Life. This is Eben. We thank God for tonight. Okay, so why are volcanoes all along the Ring of Fire suddenly erupting? And this week has been very busy. The Ring of Fire in the Pacific is where we have most of the volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. This week has been really busy, today inclusive. And a number of the Kamchatka Peninsula and all those volcanoes are erupting this week. And in Indonesia, for instance, this week, 9 huge earthquakes struck in 4 hours. And there's one particular one when I saw the. Normally, I get notifications when I'm working on my screen, in my inbox, and Loyalty Islands. So I saw the first one, 6.7, Loyalty Islands, 7.9, Loyalty Islands.
One place now, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Kim. But you see, over the years, since I started doing end time issues, eschatology stuff, and all, there's a trend I've seen. Sometimes God uses these things to draw a message to the church. The names of some of these places, I remember some years back, there were tens of thousands of quakes and aftershocks at Christchurch, New Zealand. Consistent for, more than 30,000 quakes and aftershocks for a period of months. And you see, clearly, you could see, I discussed it on issues those years, and you can see, Christ is Christchurch. And that particular area, the main lifestyle and the business and the whatever of that area is sheep, rearing the sheep. You see, God uses symbolism to sometimes draw the church's attention. Loyalty. God is calling us to awake our loyalty to Him. You see, He sends messages in coded ways, but if you're able to pick it, it's a message that He gives us. And then this afternoon, I saw a friend in Japan. She wrote a message. My place just shook and scared and just looking and waiting for aftershock 7.1. Things are not too good down there. But let's just pray for God's guidance in the midst of these, because in Ghana is not far from, some of these things. We also have a plate here in Ghana. So in the midst of these shakings, God should have mercy on this country, because shaking comes trouble. All right, Joe Biden to send nuclear jets near Russia in fiery warning to Putin. Wars and rumors of wars. And then this interesting one. People may need annual COVID vaccine shots for the next several years. People may need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 annually, just like seasonal flu shots, over the next several years. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky told CNBC on Tuesday. Quote, unfortunately, as the virus spreads, it can also mutate, unquote, he told CNBC's Meg Tyrell during a healthy returns spotlight event. Quote, every time it mutates, it's almost like another click of the dial, so to speak, where we can see another variant, another mutation that can have an impact on its ability to fend off antibodies or to have different kind of response, not only to a therapeutic, but also to a vaccine, unquote. Public health officials and infectious disease experts have said there is a high likelihood that COVID-19 will become an endemic disease, meaning it will become present in communities at all times, though likely at lower levels than it is now. Health officials will have to continuously watch for new variants of the virus so scientists can produce vaccines to fight them, according to medical experts. Gorky's comment came after J&J, that Johnson & Johnson, said it applied for an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for its coronavirus vaccine, unlike Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines, which require two doses given about 3 to 4 weeks apart. J&J's only requires one dose, easing logistics for healthcare providers. And you know, I read about Moderna's CEO's a few weeks ago, where he too said we'll have to be getting continuous shots. You know, let's not forget that these are businessmen. These are companies that are made to be made, I mean, profitable businesses. So it's to the advantage. Pfizer said it's going to, they are projecting to make $16 billion this year. Do you think they would wish that after 2021, the profits or the gains made in COVID just vanishes, the vaccine just vanishes? No. They will wish it continues 2022 so that they make another 16 or more. You see, so it's a viable business which they would wish it sustains and increases and even expands. So clearly, whatever these people can do, and anyone who has read a bit about Big Pharma, when you talk of Big Pharma, you mean the pharmaceutical industry, as it were, Big Pharma, they can do anything. They can go to the extremes to do anything to keep their business going. So, as for COVID, you should know that there are a lot of hands manipulating things behind the scenes. All right, then we have pandemic destroyed 225 million jobs worldwide. That's the COVID. But billionaires got richer, according to reports. At least 225 million full-time jobs disappeared worldwide last year because of the coronavirus pandemic, according to a report published Monday by the International Labour Organization. Losses four times worse than those from the global financial crisis in 2009, but the ultra-rich have seen their wealth soar. According to another report released Monday by the anti-poverty non-profit group Oxfam, the combined wealth of the world's 10 richest men has risen by more than $500 billion since the crisis began. $500 billion. Enough to vaccinate the entire planet. That was someone, the writer's calculation, the cost of vaccination. That's what. Then both sets of findings identify rising inequality as one of the pandemic's principal outcomes. Quote, job distraction has disproportionately affected low-paid and low-skilled jobs, unquote, which points the risk of an uneven recovery leading to still greater inequality in the coming years, the ILO found. That unevenness is already apparent. Global poverty could take 14 times longer to return to pre-pandemic levels than the recovery of the world's wealthiest, according to Oxfam. And on and on. You know, clearly, some people are gaining from what is happening. Yes, it's in their interest that this is all. Because if COVID has come, and you've 10 people have made extra $500 billion, let's be logical here. Do you think these 10 rich people would wish we go back to pre-COVID lifetime or lifestyle?
And they are those sponsoring World Health Organization and all these organizations.
They would wish that the status quo remains. The standard we are in now, the world problems and the COVID lockdowns and the challenges, they would wish it remains so that their money will keep growing.
And they will enforce it. It will happen.
They are behind the great reset of the World Economic Forum. They are up. They are part of the World Economic Forum. You see, the link just goes round and everything fits in line exactly. And the top 10, Bill Gates is part of it anyway. Don't forget. Dr. Gates, one and only.
Senior.
And the prophet. He's a prophet now. Mm. And they also, I saw one article, they said, vaccine evangelist. So, virus prophet and vaccine evangelist. Who was it? This before. Okay, we go on. Israeli polls show that the third temple politicians are becoming lawmakers, and this is quite interesting. Two separate right wing parties in Israel, Ozma Yehut, that's the Jewish Power, into bracket Jewish Power, and National Union, were each expected to receive roughly 2 Knesset, that's their Senate or their parliament seats in Israel's current election, according to most polls. The only problem is that the minimum requirement for a party to enter Israel's Knesset and serve as an active lawmaker is 4 seats. But after much deliberation and pressure from Israel's right-wing campaign or camps, the two parties reached an agreement where they could unite together and run for a joint ticket. The result, the new party called Religious Zionism, is now polling at 5 seats, more than the required 4-seat minimum threshold. In a tweet, Ben Geva said, "We have united for the nation of Israel, the land of Israel, and the Torah of Israel." The third on the list is Ozma Yehut, chairman, and then goes on to say, but the interesting part is this. Additionally, he is in favor of Israel retaking all of Judea and Samaria and applying sovereignty on all of the land that was conquered in 1967, which he sees as a fulfillment of prophecy from the book of Joshua. "Every spot on which our foot treads, I give to you, as I promised Moshe." That's Joshua 1, verse 3. And then the head of the party who currently serves in the Knesset as the head of National Union faction. And they are both of them, the group, the new parliament, the new MPs, all support the building of the third temple. You see, and I keep saying it, that whenever the issue of the third temple comes up, it means we are close to the coming of Christ, because the third temple plays a significant role in the end time, and it's a major part of things preceding the coming of Christ. It's a major, major part, because the Antichrist would be there. You have to be in the temple to desecrate it and all. You see, so when it's being talked about, then it means we are close to whatever has to happen. And that's it. We are just in interesting times. Very, very interesting times indeed. There are 2 news items. The news were a lot, so I skipped them. Yeah, just forwarded them to me, but I saw them earlier. Let me just read the headlines, and because they are very interesting. That the things I'm reading today is a lot. So, new law would allow employers to bar unvaccinated workers. This is in Israel. And then another one is, vaccine refusers will be kept to supermarkets and pharmacies when Israel opens up. That means they can't go to stadiums and gyms. And I'm saying, stadium and gym, they can go pharmacy. If you can go and buy food at supermarket, fine. So pharmacy and supermarket will be
that,
your limitation.
That will be the beginning.
But that's the beginning. The time will come, they'll say, Ninia, Kojo Tokra, but we can't even go. So, but it tells you, see, I was telling someone this afternoon that Israel, no, my sister, actually, she called and we're chatting, that Israel is setting a stage.
That's it.
And eventually will be a model
standard
for which a lot of countries will look at the laws they are passing, the achievement of their vaccination program, their recovery rates. You know, they are going to be a standard people are looking up to, countries are going to look up to. So when they are going with these laws and limitations and restrictions, it tells you that it's just a matter of time. Countries will follow it will be a blueprint for others to follow. Okay, so let's continue with this one. China's Communist Party teaching children that Christianity is an evil cult. China's communist regime is reportedly taking more steps to indoctrinate young children to ensure they worship the country's communist ruler Xi Jinping instead of God, as CBN's FaithWire has reported. Under the regime's regulations on religious affairs, school children have been trained for years to report any family member or family members who espouse Christian views. Now, the Epoch Times reports that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is escalating its efforts to groom young people in China to have the right ideas and thoughts that are anchored in atheism. One Christian mother said her child appeared to be acting differently after attending school. Quote, "Before starting school, I told my child about God's creation, and he believed it. But after being taught at school, my child is like a different person." In atheistic China, these pure and innocent children have been taught to hate God, unquote. In one case, a child found a Christian booklet in his home and became anxious because his teacher warned that, quote, "Christianity is a Zi Jiao," unquote, or evil cult. Quote unquote, evil cult.
Okay.
The children are given a textbook called Morality and Society, which talks more about Zi Jiao, that's in Chinese, Zi Jiao, that's evil cult.
Yeah.
CBN News previously reported that the CCP strives to eliminate the faith community because it's perceived as a threat to Xi's regime. There are more Christians in China than the Communist Party members, and this reality doesn't sit well with the party. So religious materials have been classified as contraband.
Thank you.
Contraband.
I know education plays a very key role. Brainwashing. So even with now, parents, our children who have started going to school, when they come, ask them what they were taught in school. Because I know in between teaching and classes, they will try chipping in Vasan and others to our kids here in Ghana. So when your children come back to school, ask them what they are taught and begin to teach your children as well. As they go back to school, be interested in what they learn. If not, a time is coming. These are the same children that will start reporting me and you. I know.
Oh yeah, let me just Google.
That is it.
Biden funds program, that's Joe Biden, U.S. the new president, funds program to block foreign religious leaders who oppose LGBT agenda. Biden's executive orders, you know, so far he has signed 52 executive orders since he came.
Oh, well, you're my impression on this one.
No president in U.S. has ever done what he's doing.
Oh, well, you're my...
Hey! No. You know, and today somebody, I saw it's like people ask, hey, so who voted for him? Silence. Obia. What were you expecting? Put on the TV and watch. All right. Joe Biden funds program to block foreign religious leaders who oppose the LGBT agenda. Biden's executive orders are going to have far-reaching consequences, and the progressives are back in the driver's seat and in control of the internationalist swamp. The United States under Democratic presidents is not so much a beacon of freedom and democracy as it's a new colonial power pushing the radical LGBT agenda and abortion on nations it considers less evolved. Obama was famously told to take his views and shoved off by various African leaders, and now Biden, despite his advanced age, is primed to push even further. This week, President Biden signed an executive order that will promote homosexuality and transgenderism as a centerpiece of U.S. foreign policy. The document directs all U.S. governments, departments, and agencies engaged abroad to ensure that U.S. diplomacy and foreign assistance promotes and protects human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex persons around the world.
Somebody in Ukraine. Lesbian, gay, bisexual,
LGBTQI. Of most concern to human rights advocates around the world is the provision of $10 million in the upcoming fiscal year to fund the Global Equality Fund that will allow the U.S. government to blacklist foreign religious leaders who speak out in favor of the natural family and against the LGBT ascendancy. These human rights advocates could be blocked in the same way certain Russian oligarchs are blocked from entering the U.S. This new executive order is part of President Biden's payback to homosexual elites for their support of his candidacy. In December, 30 wealthy left-wing groups calling themselves the Council of Global Equality issued a list of demands, including passage of Equality Act that will force Christian homeless shelters to place men with women. And let's go to Australia, where something really, really unfortunate happened in the recent days. Australian Christians in shock as 10-year jail sentence for preaching repentance. The Parliament of Victoria, Victoria, Australia, is about to conclude the process of the change or suppression, into brackets, conversion practices prohibition bill. The law has been approved by both the lower house and the legislative council of the Victorian Parliament and could be soon ready to be implemented. Any practice that aims to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity will now be illegal. According to the Australian evangelical magazine Eternity News, this ban includes, quote, prayer conversions, suggesting change, and counseling when targeted at an individual, unquote. Melbourne, the state's capital, is known for being Australia's region with the strongest support for LGBT movements, as seen in the pride marches and other demonstrations in the last years. The law becomes a real challenge to churches that hold to traditional and biblical view of sexuality. Jail sentences up to 10 years and large fines can be imposed by courts if there is a perception that a conversion practice has caused injuries to an LGBT person. According to the analysis of Eternity News, the law distinguishes between general teaching and personal counseling. Quote, sermons and general discussion of same-sex and gender issues which might take a conservative line would not be prosecuted, but activities which are directed at an individual on the basis of person's sexual orientation or gender identity and have the aim to change or suppress that person's identity would. The law will not come into effect right away, but there will be 1 year period in which the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission will lead consultations to clarify the details of how the law would be applied in different scenarios.
All is that is coming. Will you stand for God or you stand for Satan? Well, Jesus, if you should see a sinner committing a sin, and you don't want that person, his blood will be required at your hand. So me and you, when it comes, are we going to preach or we want to lower the standard? That's what is coming. Immediately, let's get this. Immediately you compromise once, you begin to, you continue. It's like somebody blackmailing you once. That will be all.
Continuous
blackmail. So prison, Paul and others went to prison. Be ready to go to prison. Stand for Christ. Live for Christ. That's all. We are getting into the tribulation, and that is how it's going to be. When you go to the prison, are there no human beings there? Can't you preach there? Let's be prepared. We'll go.
A pastor who has campaigned against the law said on social media, quote, under this act, if Jesus shared his views with an individual or prayed with someone who came to him because they were struggling with their sexual or gender identity, Jesus could face criminal charges and time in prison. Of course, Jesus' view, which upholds the teaching of the Bible, formed the beliefs that Christians carry today and that shape our lives.
That's all.
Unquote. Okay, young Quanti Lizzy Chrome, where UK? Yeah, this world, this generation, oh, it's crazy. I mean, now you just wonder how people think. Nurses advise to swap words such as breast milk for a more inclusive human milk. UK health officials ordered nurses at two hospitals to substitute the term breast milk for human milk, part of the first of its kind effort there to be more inclusive to trans and non-binary parents. The terms breastfeeding and breast milk should be swapped for more gender-inclusive phrases in prenatal units of Brighton and Sussex University Hospitals NHS Trust, the healthcare centre, and in a 19-page document cited by Sky News on Wednesday. Instead, health professionals were advised to use the phrases chest milk or... Hey, milk from feeding mother or parent, or human milk, to be more inclusive of trans and non-binary birthing people without excluding the language of women or motherhood, unquote, the guidelines state. The hospital system announced the new language advisory on Monday. Quote, today we are launching the UK's first clinical and language guidelines supporting trans and non-binary birthing people, unquote. The hospital system tweeted, we are proud to care for trans and non-binary people, unquote. Nurses were urged to avoid the terms mothers and women on their own, unless called for in specific cases. They were instead asked to use gender-neutral terms such as parents and people, according to the hospital system.
Yeah, but you...
It's getting crazier by the day.
We've been saying this. We should begin to know you are about to lose your job. Because will you now be following them or you'll be following God? Because you know there is two gender, male, female. And now you are being told this, what will you do? Will you follow them because of the salary? Or you follow God? So, this is where we got into. All they are doing, God also wants us to know, it is time we should begin getting out of their system. That is all. He is coming. And he's going to get worse day in and day out. Be prepared. Be prepared to get out of the system. We should be prepared. That's all.
All right. Moses Fuamoni calls for shutdown of new LGBT office in Accra.
They shut it. There are some things we know. Oh, Jai.
Executive Secretary of National Coalition for Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values, Moses Fuamoni, has called on the government to shut down a new LGBT office in Accra. This comes after the group organized a fundraiser which was attended by several diplomats, including the Australian High Commissioner, who pledged to support the group. That's the beginning of the problem. Because when you have high commissioners coming in,
that's it.
Now, when the government clamps down, the report they file to their countries is that they're attacking the LGBT.
Our government cannot even clown down. Reverend Jai,
With indications of further activities lined up, the executive secretary of the coalition warns the police to shut down the operations. Quote, the presidency, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the IGP have every right to investigate that office to close it down immediately and arrest and prosecute those people involved in it, unquote, he said. He also wants Ghanaians to debunk the assertion that LGBT is part of the country's human rights law. Quote, the constitution's chapter that deals with fundamental human rights and freedom is pretty clear. It talks about discrimination against race, color, sex, and religious matters, unquote, he said.
Not sexual.
He added, it never talks about the standard sociology which is normally used for LGBT rights, that is a sexual orientation. We don't have it in our constitution, unquote. Mr. Fouamouni assured the coalition that based on the law, gay rights will be banned in the country. Quote, we will put the appropriate petitions before parliament for the immediate passage of the comprehensive legislation, and then we will prohibit their motion, unquote. And then to Ghana's parliament, Minister Designate for Foreign Affairs was interviewed by the appointment committee. And the headline says, LGBT legalization. Ayoko Butri sends message to Joe Biden. The Minister Designate for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration has reacted to U.S. President Joseph Biden's decision to sanction countries yet to make laws that accommodate homosexuals. Shelley Ayoko Butri then... when answering a question during her vetting on Thursday, said Ghana's laws clearly criminalize the practice. Her statement comes after President Biden on Thursday, February 4th, issued a memorandum aimed at expanding protection of the rights of lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, and intersex people worldwide, including potentially through the use of financial sanctions. According to President Biden, all human beings should be treated with respect and dignity and should be able to live without fear no matter who they are or who they love. The memo further directs U.S. agencies working abroad to work harder to combat the criminalization of foreign governments of LGBTQ status or conduct, and directs the State Department to include anti-LGBTQ violence, discrimination and laws in its annual human rights report. But Ms. Butri said Ghana is a sovereign country and has its own laws that its citizenry must abide by, regardless of the relationship the country has established with other countries. Quote, Ghana is a sovereign country, but as part of our foreign policy, we engage countries all over the world. America is one of our strongest friends, but in this country, we have laws, and our laws work and must work. So, in spite of what somebody will say, in this case, President Biden, the laws of Ghana criminalizes unlawful carnal knowledge, and therefore the laws of Ghana definitely are supreme, and that is what we all adhere to, she noted.
You know, I saw a video, you know, Nigeria, a group responded to this thing. So they asked President Jovani, why is it that when Trump and supporters wanted to take the capital, you brought in police and others to come and sack them.
Yeah.
He said that is also their democratic right. Then you should have
allowed
them.
Yeah.
So why is it that you said you wanted to safeguard the interest of USC by stopping them and taking them out, and now you want Africans and other countries to liberate it? That was the question they asked. But now, for this foreign minister designate, he has been able to say it.
Yeah.
Would the country as a whole, our leadership, would they be able to stand up to? Because
we can say they would deny visas to.
Would they be able to stand
some financial aid to support your budget to not come?
We should remember this. Last year, comprehensive sexual education nearly
2 years
to skip.
Last 2 years.
Why? Because pressure came. So if comprehensive sexual education wanted to come through, is it now that we'll be able? We pray they are able to stand on their grounds. But what I see there.
Let's pray so. Okay, this headline says Big Brother is creating technology that the Antichrist will use in the future. Big Brother is watching you. Sadly, most people don't realize how extensive the surveillance grid has now become. As you drive to work or to school, license plate readers are systematically tracking where you travel.
Wow.
In major cities, thousands of highly advanced security cameras, many equipped with facial recognition technology, are monitoring your every move. If authorities detect that you are doing something suspicious, they can quickly pull up your criminal, financial, and medical records. Of course, they want to dig deeper. Your phone, your computer are instantly producing a treasure trove of surveillance data. Nothing that you do on either one of them is ever private. In the past, compiling all of that information would take a great deal of time. But now, tech giants such as Microsoft, Motorola, Cisco, and Palantir are selling, but they left out Huawei, because Huawei is the biggest now. Africa, Ghana's one is Huawei. They are doing it. And you see, the technology is serious. China, they are using it in China. You can't, you know, now the Christians, the hardcore Christians who are really wanted, they've stopped using smartphones.
That is it. That is it.
They've stopped using smartphone. Because from your house, as soon as you open your door, your gates, to wherever you are going, CCTV tracks you everywhere. So you see, when I started seeing the reports about 10,000 CCTVs in Accra, I said, wow. Mm. Accra, a little Accra here, 10,000 cameras. And by a Chinese company. You see, our association to the Chinese government.
Communism.
You see, we see that our government sees the benefits, you know. But if you read, for those who have been listening to the issues, the Chinese news, the things that the Chinese government is doing, they will begin to export it.
That's it.
The clamping down and the monitoring. And you see, every government wants to monitor people.
That's it.
You see, because there's an advantage when you can control and monitor people. So when they suggest, and you see, why were they in business?
It's good.
So when they come and they do a presentation for you, and they show you that you can do this, you can see all these people just
so that you can be winning,
and you have all the flash screens around you, Accra Airport Junction. This you can see. Oh,
this
how much? Oh, we'll give you a discount. Let's sign. And that's exactly what is happening. You see, so on the side of general news and information, to solve security problems. Yes, security in terms of, but the security, to how far would that security go? Does the security end with just armed robbers running through traffic on a motorbike being chased by the police? Or it goes beyond to Christians who are now resisting the system.
They know all those Christians.
See, it starts from somewhere.
That's it.
And see, so anytime when I see this week they started filling the holes, they put the concrete and they started the foundation. I've seen opposite there's Ahuju roundabout going there too. And, I mean, they are working. Kumasi too is coming with his
own.
And it's a lot being put on. And you ask yourself, when you look at our society, yes, we need security and all, but the rate at which is going, it raises more questions. Mm. Mm-hmm. We are getting there.
We will get there.
You know, the way technology is going, that's what the Antichrist will use. They will use it.
The clock could be.
Which are there many days?
One week, the NB.
All right, let's get to this one or two and then we'll be done with it. This headline is this opinion piece is very, very interesting. Let me quickly read it for the purpose of our listeners to understand some of the things we talk about here. The headline is, The Great Reset is just an updated blueprint for the New World Order. The internet sure has been buzzing about the Great Reset lately. That term has been trending on Facebook and Twitter, and the New York Times even published an article dismissing it as conspiracy theory. But it's definitely not conspiracy theory. I was determined to get to the bottom of this whole thing, and I am going to share the facts that the New York Times either could not find or refused to share. It turns out that the Great Reset is actually an initiative that was started by the World Economic Forum that is designed to get, quote, global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. Let me repeat. Global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis, unquote. The following comes directly from the official website of the World Economic Forum. There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis to improve the state of the world. The World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. So the New York Times put out fake news when they told us that the Great Reset is just conspiracy theory, and they owe all of us a major apology. According to the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset is a unique window of opportunity take note, unique window of opportunity for global leaders to shape the future state of global relations, the direction of the national economies, including Ghana, of course, the priorities of societies. They are going to dictate what you should like or what you shouldn't like. I mean, how can you dictate the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of a global commons? So that means that they are going to think for you.
That's it.
As we enter a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, this initiative will offer insights to help inform all those determining the future state of the global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of global commons. Drawing from the vision and vast expertise of the leaders engaged across the forums, communities, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. In other words, the Great Reset is essentially just an updated blueprint for the new world order. The man behind the Great Reset is named Klaus Schwab. He is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. And elsewhere on the official sites of the WEF, there's an article by Schwab entitled, quote, "Now is the time for the Great Reset," unquote. The following is an excerpt from that article. "To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, of course, including Ghana, from the U.S. to China, must participate. Must participate. And every industry, from oil and gas to technology, must be transformed. Must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Reset of capitalism." He is very open about the fact that he wants to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. That means that all aspects of human activity will fall under his plan. All aspects of human activity. But in particular, he very much wants a great reset of capitalism. That definitely sets off alarm bells. When people start talking about dramatic changes to capitalism, usually what they mean is that we should move even more in the direction of socialism. The globalists envision a sustainable future in which all forms of human activity are very closely monitored and controlled for the good of the planet. How do you monitor people? CCTV is one of the great ways to monitor people. So can you see the link of how the dots are connecting? Little Ghana here, Yeniska. Mm-hmm. But see the investment we are doing massively for CCTVs. The agenda is big. They are entirely convinced that a global system in which all the nations of the world are increasingly integrated is what is best for humanity. But those of us that are resisting the globalists understand that a one world system will inevitably evolve into a complete and utter global nightmare. Globalist publications such as the New York Times will continue to try to convince all of us that plans such as the Great Reset do not exist, even as the globalist organizations such as the World Economic Forum are publicly announcing their plans right out in the open. It's no longer a secret. Mm-hmm. And even Paul Schwab, he's written a book called Klaus Schwab, the one initiated. He has written a book. And it's been sold on Amazon and all. I read lots of the reviews this week on it. And you can see in between the lines, people commenting that this is the Antichrist system for me. I mean, people are not high. People are commenting. Amazing. I was seeing the comments. This is the... Is this all... For those who understand where we are, these things are just falling in line with the Bible prophecies. Let me quickly finish off the last sentence. In times like this, it's absolutely imperative to think for yourself, because deception is everywhere and those that tell the truth are often greatly ridiculed.
You are a conspiracy theorist.
Indeed, that's a very, very interesting time to live in. I'll be back after this song and then a few more things, and then we'll proceed with the program. This is Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Ore. Issues of Life. This is Eben. All right. Isaac Kipkoost sent me this message. He says, I've created a Telegram page. So just search Issues of Life or Spirit 88.3 on Instagram. I say Instagram, Telegram. And it's a public group, so you can join. But it's strictly just for information purposes. So it's not a group that people will be chatting to disturb. So don't feel worried that it's like, people normally avoid groups because of unnecessary chats, and you wake up in the morning and you see 200 messages. No. This one is purely what I will put there. Uh-huh. So the messages, the recorded versions of issues, and then one or two important things as I deem fit. So it's not a group that is going to be bombarded with lots of things like that. So just search Issues of Life or Spirit 88.3. You find it on Instagram and you can join. And he also wrote that, Brethren, on the 9th of this month, the Lord revealed to me in a dream that those in abroad will not have escape route when the persecution starts, and it starts with the vaccine. Except those in China, especially those in China, were warned. May God strengthen us. This brother who I said he's been having dreams sometimes and shares some of the messages to me. Yeah. Okay. So maybe I think I'll link up with you so that he sends you. You want to do your journalistic job? I know, but And then this other, for those who want to send a message, 0244-638-7557. It's quite interesting. Let me read this. Last week I read the message from this friend of mine in Kenya who I said his dreams are spot on when he gives a warning. And today he had this message. It's very, interestingly, of late, the things he writes about are also things I get promptings about in the course of the week. And then I'll see that he also is written, and the Lord showed him something on it. This is the headline. We live in a season when we need to be serious with the Lord. And then he goes on to say, these are the words I heard in the morning of 13 February 2021 in a vision of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. The Lord made someone appear before me. I heard a person say as follows in the vision of the Lord, quote, we live in a season when we need to be serious with the Lord, unquote. The Spirit of the Lord then made me respond to the person as follows in the vision of the Lord, yes, we need to tighten our belts, unquote. Let me repeat. The other person said, we live in a season when we need to be serious with the Lord. And then the Spirit made him respond to the person in the dream that, yes, we need to tighten our belts, unquote. Then the vision of the Lord then ended. So what's the message that the Lord is trying to pass across? That the season we currently live in is unlike other seasons of the past, in that this is the season of the dispensation of events that culminate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take his faithful sons and daughters to the glorious kingdom kingdom of the Lord God Almighty in heaven. Therefore, this is a season of events that awakens mankind to the need to focus on his creator. Therefore, due to the dispensation at hand, it calls for seriousness in pursuing the ways and the requirements of the Lord, because time is of essence. The need to be serious with the Lord, for this is a season of seriousness, as it will usher events mentioned in the Bible to be coming upon the earth in the time known as the era, the end time, end of days, the end times, the end of days, the end of ages, etc. The ways and the requirements of the Lord are repentance for the forgiveness of sins through the Lord Jesus Christ, righteousness, being right before the Lord by following his ways and requirements, holiness, setting ourselves apart for the glory and honor of God, walking in wisdom, and then complete surrender and submission of the Lord before the Lord and the God of heaven. Hence the need to tighten our belts, spiritually speaking, and be serious with the Lord before it's too late. Your brother in Christ, the shepherd of the Lord, Kevin Mirasi. And That's exactly the issue. These are the times, and that's what we've been putting across in various ways and in various forms. These are the times to be serious. And, you know, to tighten your belt means it's going to get rough. That's one clear meaning of it. It's going to get rough and bumpy. You know, it's just like in a plane, a time comes, they say that put on your seatbelt because turbulence is ahead, and you have to, because the movement is not going to be smooth. Your seats, you'll be thrown up and down and all that. So you have to be ready for a rocky ride. And clearly, God gives advance warnings before things unfold. Some of these warnings are clearly stated in the Bible, but just as he clarified it in Joel chapter 2, that there'll be dreams and visions, it should tell us clearly that there will be better particulars about events that would unfold in the times ahead. And as I always say, my favorite, John 16:13-14. If the Bible had everything we needed, fully complete, then the Holy Spirit need not to show us things to come again. God, then we need it. We have everything already.
And there is no need for dreams and the visions again.
Yes. So Joel 2, the dreams and the visions prophecy, and then the Holy Spirit coming in, as Jesus said, John 16:13-14, to show us what is to come, things to come and all that, clearly confirms that, yes, the Bible is God, infallible word of God, but he will give us extra information to confirm the things, or to give us better understanding, or give us the wisdom to make sense of a lot of things that have been prophesied in the word of God. And this is where that expansion comes in, through the revelations and the visions and the dreams and the prophetic warnings and all that. So in such instances, when these warnings are coming forth in various ways from various people, different countries, old, children, whatever, it just gets to us to know that it's time we get serious, as the word is saying. I mean, we have no option than to be serious, because either we get serious or we are going to fall away. It's a two-way option. Either you are on or you are off. It's just like a light bulb, a light switch. There is no middle ground. It's either the light is on or the light is off. In computer science, it's zeros and ones. Computer, everything is zeros and ones. Data, everything is zeros and ones. There's no middle 0.5. No. It's either a zero or a one. Everything you see, your phone, how everything works is zeros and ones. So it's either we are on or we are off. Either we are staying in Christ or we are going off. And you see, the reason why God is giving these advance warnings is that it is difficult to be ready or to prepare in the midst of the situation. You know, is it never think that some baby has, let me just play in the world, and then when I see the situation turn hot, then I'll become serious. It will be one of the most dangerous games you would ever play if you think along that line. The reason is this. It's just like normal school physical exam, as we know in school. You can't learn everything within an hour and do well in it. And then you are super, your brain is super telegraphic, whatever. But you can't pile 16 weeks or 15 or 13 weeks of lecture notes, a full textbook, and say that 1 hour, everything. You see, you open the book and, hey, let me learn here. Hey, this one too can come. But you had to be meeting now. By the time you realize, they say get into the exam room to start the exam. You can't concentrate. The same thing happens in the spiritual aspect in terms of being spiritually prepared. If we are not able to prepare now that you can wake up in the morning with no gunshots, with no pressure on you in terms of security, fear of stepping out of your home, and you know, now that everything is normal, if you cannot find the strength to prepare spiritually, is it when now you are running and you are being chased that you want to be serious? You see, so there's a time of preparation. That's the reason why the word preparation is there. That means you prepare before an event or a situation. You don't wait and then on the event when now things have turned up, the heat has been turned up against Christians and all, that's when now you are looking for Bible verses, you are now trying to read the Bible and now looking for people to explain things to you. This is the time to grow spiritually. And not a casual gentleman growth. It's like crash course. This is the time to do crash course. Like fully get yourself fully committed to serious spiritual things to grow quickly. Establish yourself stronger in prayer, in the word, in waiting on the Lord, you know, in establishing yourself in a stronger level than you've ever had. Because you see, yes, you, whichever level we find ourselves, there's room for improvements. There's always another level ahead of us we can reach and strive or attain. We've never reached our highest at any point in time because there's always room to go higher. If you pray for 2 minutes, you can pray for 5 minutes. Yeah. If you pray for 5 minutes, you can go extra. If you pray for 1 hour, you can go 1.5 hours. You see, so there's always extra we can do. If you read one verse in a day, you can read two. If you read one chapter, you can read two. You see, so there's always extra that we can do. And this is the time that we should strive to do this because time is not on our side. Time is not on our side. You see, it looks like, all is getting, things are calm. And I always call it the calm before the storm. We are at the, you see, I don't know how to express it, but it looks like, you see, all is well, but all is not well. It looks like, but all is not well. Behind the scenes, a lot is happening behind the scenes. And that is the reason why we have to spiritually get more serious in proper spiritual things. Of course, these are the time to cut off useless things from our lives. These are not the time to be watching movies and laughing, concerts. There's a time for everything. A soldier who is called on duty knows that this is the time to focus on the job. A soldier going to war will not be having time to watch seasons of episode 1 of soap opera and this Latino, whatever program they show on TV. There are endless love stories which makes no sense in most cases. And then, you know, you ask yourself, what value does these things, do they add to you? They add nothing to you. It's actually even destroying people's marriages because people are learning abnormal and senseless things from these things. They add no value to you. Now, this is the time where you select things that add value to you only. Anything that is distracting you, anything that takes life out of you, anything negative out of, these are the time to drop them. And pay attention to spiritual things, the things we read, be it a Christian book or the Bible. These are the things we should focus on. Equip ourselves, grow. You know, there's a book I'm reading now, 7 Reasons Why the Church Should Prepare for the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. You know, and I just bought it and I realized God is also using some men of God. You see, you realize, so as I was telling a friend that, so how come this pastor can read, can the Holy Spirit can give him these insights and others who are saying that we not see the Antichrist? Are we not reading the same Bible? So how come someone can see these things? The same Holy Spirit who is supposed to teach us things to come in John 16 and is indeed teaching others what is coming. But some are refusing to see what is coming. So even when he's showing, you know, like you are driving, you see the red light is flashing, warning. We say, that red light is for someone else. It's not for us. It doesn't matter to us. So we don't care. You know, for how long are we going to deceive ourselves? The signals are clear. I mean, you don't need... Last week, one of the news I read, the doomsday clock, the scientists, even scientists who are not Christians, can see that something is coming. The world is headed toward doom. Even scientists who are not Christians can see. They have no Holy Spirit in them. I mean, they're just their senses. What they see, what they hear, what they read, what they feel, is enough to convince them that the world is headed towards doom. And we, who the Holy Spirit is supposed to teach us what is to come, we say, no, we can't sense it. We can't see it. We can't feel it. We can't read. Even when we read it, we say we can't, we don't see. We don't want to understand it. There's something wrong with us. There's something definitely wrong with Christians because, how can we read the Bible and you see what the Bible said is going to happen, and you see it happening, and yet still you say no, that is not what is happening, because you've been told that that is not how it will be. So because someone told you that that's not how it should be, even when the Bible says this is what it is, you say no, it cannot be so. Even when the Holy Spirit gives people messages to warn you, you say no, it cannot be so. What else should God do? You just look on, and then when you go and crash, you just turn his eye away. What else can God do again? Because the role of the Holy Spirit is to teach us. He's teaching, he's revealing, the dreams, the visions are abounding all over the place. I mean, how else? What signs again? So we see angels in the skies warning us before we would believe. You know, it's time we really focus again, because you know, let me read this quick one, and then yeah, I'll be coming in soon. C.S. Lewis wrote this book. I read excerpts of it some 10 years or so ago, but I saw this part this week. Very interesting. C.S. Lewis wrote these words in this book, The Screwtape Letters, nearly 70 years ago. Amazing how this could have been written, like as if this is, he wrote it now. You listen to what I'm going to read, and now you judge for yourself. Let me start. It says, one young devil asked the old man, how did you manage to bring so many souls to hell? The old devil answered, I instilled fear in them. Answered the youngster, great job. What were they afraid of? Wars, hunger? Answered the man, no, they were afraid of the disease. For this youngster, does this mean they didn't get sick? Are they not dead? There was no rescue for them. The old man answered, but no, they got sick, died, and the rescue was there. The young devil, surprised, answered, then I don't understand. The old man answered, you know, they believe the only thing they have to keep at any cost in their lives. They stopped hugging, greeting each other. They've moved away from each other. They gave up all social contacts and everything that was human. Later, they ran out of money, lost their jobs. But that was their choice because they were afraid for their lives.
Is this not Corona science we're talking about 70 years ago?
That's why they quit their jobs without even having bread. They believed blindly everything they heard and read in the papers.
Kim.
They gave up their freedoms. They didn't have their own homes. Literally anywhere. They stopped visiting family and friends. The world turned into such a concentration camp. Without forcing them into captivity, they accepted everything just to live at least one more miserable day. And so living, they died every day. And that's how it was very easy for me to take their miserable souls to hell. C.S. Lewis in 1942, The Old Devil's Letters to the young. It sounds like, it feels like this is what we are living in through right now in 2021. I mean, is this not exactly the depiction of the world today? COVID-19. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we are not hugging, we are not greeting. It's the same thing. And our freedoms, we are losing our freedoms too.
Gradually.
Exactly what is happening.
And when you want to stand for.
Exactly what is happening. You see, so we are not in ordinary times. Yes, we agree. But we are not in ordinary times because they are spiritually manipulated things undermining all the things we see as normal. So that is why if we are not alert to the Holy Spirit, then we'll be caught off guard. We'll be caught completely off guard. What is happening if we are not aligned to the Spirit? I mean, if there was ever a time to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, it is now. Where our movements for the day are orchestrated by the direction and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Where to go, where not to go. No, these are the times we should be led by the Holy Spirit. Because you can go to a place and you can get the virus. It's the Holy Spirit that can prompt you that don't go here, pass here. You know, we now need to hear his voice. We need to hear him. You see, if there was a time that we have a relationship with God where he talks to us, we hear him, it is now. Because what better time do we need to hear from God than now, when the world is gradually getting to the point where if you are not spiritually aligned in a proper way, you are in trouble. And that's the essence of these warnings we give on this program. That's the whole essence of these things we talk about, to prepare us for the times ahead. Indeed, if anyone tells you that all is well, please, 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 all is not well, and all is not going to be well at all. All is not well, because any plan that we have minus the Holy Spirit is virtually an error that we are operating by. It's a complete error. And the signs are getting clearer and clearer. If not at all, just last year, not too long ago, just last year, if churches could be closed in Ghana in the name of public health,
and pastors clapping and supporting,
that should tell you that anything can happen. I mean, whoever dreamt and thought that a time will come that 3 months churches will be closed in Ghana? And you see, it made logical sense. I mean, normally, I mean, when it happened, it's like, what's the big deal? I mean, well, let's accept it. It was like, well, it's a good thing. It was accepted. You see, so it should just give us a foretaste of how it's so easy to clamp down on Christianity. You know, I know people think when we say someone is that persecution is coming, some think that how can it be? Oh, Ghana, I mean, how? No, how? Oh, I mean, but it's not the same on Nekufuadu who close churches. And we're okay with it. Largely okay with it.
We support it.
See? So that should just give us a foretaste. God just allowed these things to be a wake up warning to the church that times ahead are going to be like this. So be prepared and learn from it. I thought the church was going to learn seriously from the COVID closures last year. And when the freedom came back, back to business. Money again. We thought that was going to be the sparking point of revivals in our country. Unfortunately, it's back to normal business. You know, we can't blame God. He gave us a foretaste of what is coming. To learn from it, to prepare and to launch back when the churches were opened, there should have been fire that should have started in churches. In the body of Christ, there should have been spiritual fire that would have awakened the church in Ghana. Unfortunately, we went to sleep. And we come back, but I mean, I was sad when I heard instances of pastors eager to come back, not because of the sake of their members' spirituality, but because the church had bills to pay, the church had to pay loans. That was their interest, not that people's spiritual life is going down.
That is why.
How can we get to this point where we are interested in material things rather than the spiritual state of the members? And I heard some of these things from pastors, and it was very unfortunate. But this is just to let us understand that the times ahead, when these warnings are coming, please take it as serious as you can. Take it as serious as you can. It's my hope and my prayer that it's not just a Saturday wonder, just here Saturday evening, Brother Eben and Brother Aishi, we listen and then we finish and that is it. Because as we keep saying, a time is coming. This program will not be on air. It will be off. I mean, it's the reality. We are not prophets, but you can foresee that this is where we are headed. That's the whole essence of these things. I'll be back after this song and I will continue from there.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain free to from Calvary.
worship. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, just leaning on the everlasting arms.
To Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Radio. Yeah, right, Yao. Let's continue from there.
Amen. We say a very good evening to each and everyone doing the listening on Spirit FM 88.3 megahertz. We thank God for this day and we give glory for the life of the management of the radio station so far. But as we continue to see, God bless each and everyone also doing the listening. This is going to be everything that has a beginning for sure. One day will have an end. Because time will come, regulations will come in from the NCA and others. I've been saying this, and please get this. The world will never go back to 2 years ago. No. The way me and you, all of us, the people of the country, people of the world, had our freedoms in 2019 at the beginning, or somewhere, let me see, yeah, 2019, we will never go back to that place again. It will never happen. Don't be deceived by any doctor. Don't be deceived by any pastor. Don't be deceived by any politician that we will ever go back to the same place again. It will not happen. It will not happen. Many of you, you have been told and you have heard from doctors and nurses telling you and from politicians that, when the vaccine come and Ghanaians begin to take the vaccine, the first and the second dose, or if even it's one dose, when they begin to take it, we'll go back to normal. It's a lie. It's a demonic statement. If any pastor tell you that, it's a lie. And there are facts to prove this. If any doctor in this country tells you that if the vaccine come, you take it, that will be all. Things will go back to normal. It is a lie. Why am I saying so? For those of you on the broadcast list, you have received it already. Let me give you some information concerning the U.S. Vice President, the U.S. President himself, Joe Biden.
Today he says the nose mask will continue to next
for
year.
For this year.
No, now, next year.
For next year. Now listen to this. Joe Biden, President of the United States of America, took his first shot of the vaccine on the 21st of December 2020. That was the time he took his first vaccine shot. The second vaccine shot for the U.S. President, Joe Biden, was on January 11th, 2021. January 11th, 2021. And what Braben said, I heard it also today, that he is saying they are going to continue wearing nose masks till next year. Now, U.S. President, one of the leading personalities, most highly respected personalities in the world, has taken both the first and the second shot. And now he is wearing nose masks and saying that the people of the U.S. will wear nose masks throughout till next year. So why will any politician in Ghana, let me ask, are we not depending on them? Are we not depending on them? So if the U.S. president have taken the first and the second shot, this thing I'm saying, I have the video there. If you want it, I can send it to you. For those on the broadcast list, you have received it already. So now, if the U.S. president have taken the first shot and the second shot and is now wearing masks a month later, and is now saying that they could wear nose masks throughout the whole of next year, why must any Ghanaian doctor or politician or Ghanaian pastor lie to you that when the vaccine comes and you take it, that will be all? It's a lie. And if the vaccine was giving immunity, why are they still wearing nose masks? Why are they still practicing social distancing? This is just common sense questions. And you ask these questions and somebody will call you conspiracy theorist. Immediately Corona came to town, when you begin to think right and to question, you are branded, what is, how do we call it? You are branded by that name. U.S. President. He has taken the two shots. He is still in nose masks. The vice president also has taken all the two shots. That is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. The first one was on the 29th December 2020. U.S. vice president, the woman. 29th December 2020. And the second one was also on the 26th January 2021. As of today we speak, she is still wearing nose masks. So why will somebody lie to the church? And this is what majority of the church will fall for. You will be told when you wear the vaccine come and you take it, that will be all. Church will go back to normal. It's a lie. If you have anybody in the USA or in the UK, call them and ask them, after taking the vaccines, have they stopped wearing nose masks? No. Have they stopped social distancing? No. This goes to confirm what Dr. Anthony Fauci,
who is the director of Institute of Allergy, USA, as well as Dr. Catherine O'Brien of the World Health Organization, and Professor Jonathan Van Tam, who is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of UK. They have all said that they are not sure of the immunity of the vaccine. So now the question is, as I was reading through a Ghana web today, I hear Ghana, we need $180 million for the vaccines. I just saw the headline on Ghana web. So vaccine that we are not sure of immunity, why must we go to spend $180 million on the vaccine for what? Now, what is the common sense in this? What is the common sense? $180 million for vaccine, whereby we are not sure of immunity. I had a brother coming down. A brother came from, how do we call it, Dubai. Because they were forcing him to take it, he did not take it. He came, he has gone to surgery. When he came, his bosses who are taking the vaccine, both the first and the second shot, some of them got the virus. I recorded it and sent it out. Write this number down if you want all this information. 0204-200-444. I can send this to you on WhatsApp. He came, when he came, his bosses who had taken the first and the second shot still got the disease. So why the need for this vaccine? Why would they want to force this vaccine? Whereby people who have even taken the first and second are still getting it. Because what made me to know that the vaccine is not working on them is the wearing of the nose mask. Because if you claim you've been vaccinated and you have the immunity, why the nose mask again? Why the social distancing again? And you ask these questions. And they tell us that we are fools. No, we are not that foolish. We may be poor. We may not have any power. But yet still, we are very sensible. You can decide to take it. It's your own money. I care less about it. But at least you deserve to know the truth. At least we need critical thinking, logical reasoning. Remember the disciples of Jesus. The Bible says the Pharisees and others thought these were unlearned people. They thought they didn't know anything. But when they saw the boldness they have, they saw that truly these people have been with Jesus. That's what the word of God says in Acts chapter 4, from 10 to verse 13. Let's get to read it. Acts chapter 4, 10 to 13. We may be fools. We may not know anything. But when it comes to wisdom God has given to his children, we are not that much stupid. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Be it known unto you all, the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, even by him this man do I stand here before you, who this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. He say, and which has become the head of the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heaven given among men by which you shall be saved. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. They marveled and they took knowledge that they have been with Jesus. Anybody who gets close to Jesus, you get wisdom. Because this is just common sense. Common sense. After first, second shot, still they need no smacks. They need social distancing. Yes, so Ghana need 180 million to go and bring this. And $180 million. What is the sense in this? And you tell us and you want everybody to keep quiet. No. We haven't read it. It is fear they put into people. Every time I've been saying this, when you kill me now, I am surviving the great tribulation. That is all. Immediately you kill me, then I know I am surviving the great tribulation. That is why I'm not afraid. We will speak the truth. I prefer to die than for me to keep quiet when I see wrongness. No, I will not compromise. If I die, I will go to heaven. But if I keep quiet on bad things going, then I'm going to be in hot waters. We are children of God. It is we God has given the wisdom. And it is we who... No, look into the Bible. Look into the Bible. The kings that did well, when people made them well, when people, Nebuchadnezzar, when his kingdoms was reigning, who helped him? Wasn't it Daniel? The prophets of God were there. Those who were teaching him what? In the days of Egypt, King Herod and others. Was it not Joseph who wanted to teach them? But of late, instead of the men of God, the women of God, we rather telling our president, the politicians, the kings and others, telling them where they are going wrong because of small checks, because of food, because of money. The men of God don't want to talk again. No. Now, as I talk now, a lot of churches have now started brainwashing their people, telling them when the vaccine can take it. Vaccine that you as president have taken the first, second one, and yes, too. He is wearing no smarts. Who told you when you take it, you go back to normal? It's a lie.
And how do you know that it was the vaccine they gave you?
Now, I'm coming to another point. I have a video. The first one that they gave to Kamala. That video, they didn't give her the injection. The CNN video, you can go to watch it. And if you want it, I've worked on it. For those on my broadcast list, I've sent it to them already. The first injection they gave Kamala, they did not give it to her. They didn't give it to her.
And even if the injection goes in, what shows is a placebo?
First of all, they did not even give it. Brevet, you know, the nurse after doing like she has pressed it, she was now opening the mouth on the chair and the camera captured it. I said, go on, I have it, I can send it to you. They think we are fools. And this, as Brevet said, there is a medical term called placebo. Placebo, when they are testing medicine and others, they are able to produce some exactly, it looks like the main one they have done. But what is inside is different. It is not that effective.
Oh, no,
they will use it.
It can be just water. Water can be placebo.
They will bring and they will do some in a box, sealed. They've written on it coronavirus, everything is fine. Sealed, and now they bring it and they say, have you seen? It's fresh. They will tear the box. Then they will bring it out. You see the seal. We are removing everything. Do you know the content? Mm-hmm. Did you go to check the content they are giving? And stupidly, we want to believe just everything. And I feel very much sad. Brethren, I feel sad that the leaders of Africa, instead of, no, haven't you seen what has happened? What did Bill Gates' wife say? Bill Gates' wife thought we would be dying like what? Flies. But rather, it did not happen that way. Let me give you some little facts. You know, there is something about us. Everything we say, we know we're going to be checked. So we are sure we check it first. Let me ask you. The U.S. population, I'm just giving some rough figures. USA population, let me take it at 332 million because it is 332,203,924. I have the figures. And now, I'm taking three African countries. I just want you to check. I want us to get common denominator and check something. I'm taking the population of Nigeria, population of Ethiopia, and population of Ghana. Nigeria's population is 209,399,503. Ethiopia's population is 116,780,507. Ghana's population is 31,484,158. So I'm now adding the total population of Ghana, Ethiopia, and Nigeria. And when you add it, do you know the amount you get? 357,664,168. So bringing these two figures now. USA's population stands at 332 million, and now we have the three population of Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria coming up to 357 million. Do you know the difference? The difference now, when you combine Ghana, Nigeria, Ethiopia's population is about 25 million more than that of USA. But now let me give you the corona statistics and you get to know that there is a certain big hand, upper hand, that is working on Africa. Let me ask, USA and Africa, where do we have the best hospitals, the best doctors, the best machines? Is it not USA? Now listen to this. So far in the USA, the disease, that when I checked it, the last time I checked, The number of people which have died is 479,810. 479,810. When I check Nigeria, the number which have died, 1,694. Ethiopia, the number which have died, 2,158. Ghana, the number which have died as at then was 400. This was yesterday. No, 482.
No, today is 500.
No, I'm saying yesterday. Okay. Because all the figures, I checked all of them at the same time in order to get a common denominator. So now, the total death for Nigeria, Ghana, and others, all, do you know the amount it came to? 4,334. And now, let's now compare. So, Ghana, Nigeria, Ethiopia population, which is 357 million. So far, 4,334 have died.
This is from last year, March.
Last year, March. And the USA population, which is 332 million, they have 479,000 people have died. So when you check the difference between the number which have died for Nigeria and the number which have died for Ghana, you get to know that it is 358,000 and something. Look at this. This is the difference. So now, if this is the difference, why do we now go to these people to help us? Going by the rules they are setting. Our population, the three African countries, our population is more than USA's own. Only 4,000 have died. Ghana, Nigeria, Ethiopia. USA, 479,000. So if you take 5,000, it will come out to 470,000 people difference. Yes, so you have our politicians running to them for the USA and others to tell us what to do. What is the common sense in this? And you say this and they say don't talk. You are a child. No, is that not a cause? Are we not thinking as a people? Are we not thinking? Now, let's go to the word of God. Let's see something.
The powers that be.
It is sad. It's sad. And let me tell you, people have gotten dreams that our leaders were running. And for sure, you will run. Because people will come to their senses. And it will not go the way you want it to go. No, it will not happen. We are praying that many people will know this truth. Something that after taking it, still I need nose marks. Why must I go to take it? What is inside? What the Lord has in dreams and visions, severally, one that nobody should take the COVID vaccine. Visions and in dreams. I'm not talking about the ones in Ghana. Those outside, visions and dreams, God said don't take the COVID-19 vaccine. And now you want us to take it. My dear child of God, get this. No matter what me, you and me, we do, this will come. But how are you? Are you army? Why are we going to prepare? Are you prepared? The first thing you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You need Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It's not going to church, no. Confessing Him as your Lord. Repenting of your sins, giving your life totally to Christ Jesus, that is point number one. Then from there, start obeying every word the Lord Jesus has said. That is why Brayman said you need a crash course now. Crash course. You need to learn very fast. If only you avail yourself, the Holy Spirit will teach you. But if you're going to follow pastors and men of God and churches, you are doomed. Don't forget in Egypt, how do we call it? In Babylon, the entire Israel went into slavery. The pastors were there, the prophets were there, the evangelists were there, the high priests were there. When Nebuchadnezzar told them they should bow, they all bowed, except three young men. So if you are putting your trust in men, the man of God, this is what they will tell them. If you don't take the vaccine, no church service. And because majority of men and women of God, we have invested in auditoriums, we cannot afford to allow the auditorium to go. So many will go for it. And many is not even aware is the beginning of the 666. Now let me tell you this. Immediately your DNA is changed, you are no more in the image of God. So God will take his hands off you. This is where it begins. Many of you are not getting the picture. Let me ask you, why is it that now, when you preach the word of God on Facebook and others, you are preaching the word, they don't have any problem. But speak against the person and you get a stroke. You get another stroke.
Actually, Facebook this week issued a statement that they are going to clamp down heavily on anything vaccine.
Have you heard this? They are not worried about you even preaching the Bible again on Facebook. They are only worried about somebody talking about the vaccine. You know, the Lord said, yeah. The reason why they are worried about it, they know immediately the vaccine enters you, the first shot. That is all. They are done. No amount of preaching can change you again. Because immediately it enters your body, when the messenger is sent and it goes to recall your DNA, add to it, you are no longer in the image of Adam, how God created you. You are now moved into something else. So from that is all. You are cut off from God. God tells very well. For those who have taken it, that is your end. There is nothing we can do about it. There is nothing. But those who are yet to take it. But the question is, are you prepared to suffer for Christ? That is where the great tribulation comes in. Because if you say you will not take it, no shop, no bank, not beginning, they will tell you, oh, today I was talking to some brother in Dubai. He said, oh, our place is not by force. I said, sit down. When they close the airport, and I'll tell you that at the airport, if you don't take the vaccine, you didn't come. And now you are sent also from the job. That is when you will see that it is compulsory. Satan always wants to take the children of God by surprise. That is what he wants to do. So usually they will lie to us for us. Oh, there is more time. There is more time. There is more time. Before we will see, they are in. But God usually allows all these things to come. When they started enforcing the nose marks, the Lord was just giving us a sign to tell you, because the nose mask is now the protocol. Dear mothers, get to know this. Schooling has come to an end for our children. Except you want your child to take the vaccine. If not, schooling has come to an end. Working for people, if you are a government worker, working has come to an end. Get this into your head. Now, the government is the one bringing the vaccine. And you say you wouldn't take it, and you work for him? No. Your CEO goes to take it. A private man, CEO, goes to take it, and you say you wouldn't take it? No. Your landlord are going to take it. And now, you are tenant, you say you won't take it. No. This is why we get into. This is the bitter reality. But it seems we are not thinking. And majority of this problem is from the fact we've been told. The mark of the beast will not meet us here. The Antichrist will not meet us here. Great tribulation will not meet us here. Which is a lie. This is one of the major problems. Until we correct it. If you continue to hold on, the rapture will come first before great tribulation, you will not understand what is happening. You will be there and all of a sudden it will happen. Please, the era we are going in, let me tell you, until you surrender totally to Christ Jesus, as Rebecca said, every day your move must be ordered by Jesus. God is even, he has started. You know, people are putting up places that God will let people run to. There are places that there are physical places God have hide, that a time will come shelter that he would direct his children. But here you are, you say you don't believe it. How will God send you there or send me there? Let me tell you this. In the cities, brethren, there will be some evangelist men of God in the cities. God will give them some. They will pass by military people and they will not even see this as the person passing.
Even when they see them, they can cause them to be blind.
This is the kind of power. So some people, they wouldn't run to any place. Yes. God will use them in various cities of the world.
And translocation.
Thank you. And there are some people that for them, God will tell them, leave where you are. Go here. Go here. But the question is, if me and you don't believe it, we don't even believe it's happening or it's going to come.
How can you hear him?
How can we hear him? This is the problem. Church, let me please say this. I am pleading. Dear church, there is nowhere the Lord Jesus Christ said, or the Bible said, rapture will come before great tribulation. No. There is nowhere the Bible said that rapture will come before great tribulation. No. Great tribulation is coming. That is what we are about to move into. Let us correct that mistake. It will be better we correct it now. We have done audios on India. So far, I've done 12 audios by the leadings of the Holy Spirit on great tribulation and rapture. The English one is there, and the key ones are there. Let us get this and be prepared. And for things about verseing the information, showing everything, we have in the video. We prefer video evidence. And we will send it together. You learn, you empower yourself, you empower your people. I learn, I empower myself, I empower my people. Then together we go. Can you write this number down? Because now we are using social media. A time is coming we may not be on. Oh yes, we cannot, because they will be tracking the phones of Brebben said. So it be sorry Kwajuma Mahama Afari. That is the kind of, and that, we will get there. So this is the time we have access. You can get it now so that you prepare yourself. So that once you know it, you are telling others, I'm telling others. It's not about come and follow us. No. I don't have a church. I don't belong to a church. All is. Is it not a church we are doing? You are two or more are gathered. Me and Brethren, we are here. You are gathered at home. Is that not a church? The number is 0204-200-444. 0204-200-444. So you can also download the Telegram app. Download it. So download the Telegram app from Play Store. Download it. I've created a group, but later we will talk about that one. Download it and put it somewhere so that Facebook, you too, you're not free. YouTube. I've left Facebook. For Facebook, I've left. I've left YouTube already. The Lord said I should left. So for me, because the strokes were getting too much. Now, but you have to. Remember, 0204-200-444. Send me a WhatsApp message, and by the grace of Christ Jesus, we will send every information you need. You tell me the information you need, and I'll forward them up to you. God bless you, Brethren.
Yeah, that's better. People were asking, Telegram, search for issues of life, Spirit 88. Just issues of life, Spirit 88.3, and you find it's a public group that you can join. And as I said, it's strictly one sided, like admin will put in files.
And you're one sided, it's cool. It's cool.
No, sometimes people dread groups, you know, necessary arguments, and so this one,
no,
can
no,
only
no.
receive information and access information.
That's so.
People cannot chat and arguing or something on it. So it's just purely for information delivery from the admin. So issues can search issues of life or Spirit 88.3 FM. And the short code is Spirit Issues. So if you search at Spirit Issues too on Instagram. So I say Instagram.
Telegram. Yeah.
Alright, so this is FM program Issues of Life or Spirit 88.3 FM. The recording, God willing, get it on our website spiritissues.info, and also start putting it on the Telegram. So we have to use as many platforms that are convenient and available in the times that we find ourselves in. You know, some would wonder, I mean, are you scaring us? Why are you scaring us? The issue is not about scaring you. It's better to know and have a preemptive knowledge of what is coming.
And your kind of revelation, then you'll be true for you.
Then surprise and all that. I'm glad, as I said earlier, that some listeners have
I get him to know. Yeah.
I mean, so they see the news and they never ever look at the MBU.
Hallelujah.
One sent me a link that they are going to open military bases in all the regions.
Ghana. Oh, any ever. Oh, but I remember, is it? Somewhere last year, you know, I went to, is it Sujala? So we were preaching, and I told them, and maybe I'm one of them.
Hey,
Jesus King.